they're seeking to prosecute the case, so they've instituted proceedings in the federal court, which is no surprise. They said they were going to do that. What, of course, is disappointing, and it's really a little bit of a joke, that taxpayers' money is going to be wasted again. We saw that they had such little confidence in the original report of which this action is being based, that they spent $400,000 getting KPMG to review everything but the findings. And KPMG found that everything that they looked at was not good. They completely discredited the report, yet Fair Work have chosen to go ahead regardless, based on the original report, without paying any regard to what KPMG did. So we will deal with it. It's nothing that's new or unexpected. It's just disappointing that Fair Work Australia continue to waste taxpayers' money without looking at their own internal reports as to how inadequate and silly it is to base this action in the federal court on, you know, they should be looking at what are the real facts in terms of this.
What do the charges relate to specifically?
As I understand it, we've only had a preliminary look, and we'll obviously be spending more time with the lawyers tomorrow, but as I understand it, it's in relation to alleged breaches of the Fair Work Act. So they are civil penalties for which they will need to lead evidence and meet the burdens of proof in terms of that. They're based on a whole series of misconceptions which KPMG pointed out. KPMG made it clear that they didn't investigate properly, that they didn't look at the right sort of evidence, they didn't speak to the right people. But nonetheless, it's obviously the right of any organisation to take action in the federal court, and I will be dealing with that in the first week of December when it comes on for a mention.
They're alleging too that you misused health service union members' funds. Do you maintain your denial of that charge?
Absolutely. I look forward to having this particular set of actions thrown out, which we fully expect to happen. As I've consistently said, I've done no wrongdoing in relation to these matters. I made a range of comments in May in Parliament about the inadequacy of the investigation by Fair Work Australia. KPMG agreed with me and vindicated those comments that I made about the inadequacy of Fair Work Australia. And here we go again with more incompetence from this organisation, wasting taxpayer money without looking at their own internal report. I mean, quite clearly the obvious thing for them to do when they've asked KPMG to look at all aspects other than the findings and they found them to be totally inadequate is to say, well, in light of that, what does this mean for the findings and can you have a look at that? But no, they've pretended that the KPMG report doesn't exist, and we will deal with this in court.
Just in terms of the statement you've issued this afternoon in response to these charges, you've made a fairly serious accusation against Fair Work Australia, suggesting that their action against you is somewhat politically motivated. What do you mean?
Well, in the current political environment, I think that they felt pressured into taking this type of action.
Pressured by whom?
Well, pressured by the opposition in relation to the way in which they've tried to prosecute these matters through the Parliament without evidence, in a kangaroo style, court style of prosecution. And what that has, in my view, led to is that Fair Work has bowed to that pressure rather than looking at the evidence, rather than looking at their own internal report from KPMG. They're about face-saving for Fair Work Australia means not being criticised in Senate estimates by coalition senators.
But this is an independent authority. Are you suggesting they would bow to the pressure of the opposition in Parliament?
I think it's quite obvious from their actions that that's exactly what they've done.
In terms of your position in Parliament now, does this change anything? Do you plan to stay in Parliament while you fight the charges?
No, look, this is an action that can be taken against anyone. There are, I think, close to 24 MPs who have been involved in similar civil action in court, and either as MPs or previous to becoming MPs. So there is nothing that changes in relation to that. This, whilst disappointing, was not unexpected. The Fair Work Australia said back in May when they released their report, or April when they released their report, that this was the action that they were going to take. So they've done that, and we will deal with it.